Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact. I'm Natalie Silverstein. Each week, I'll introduce you to young people who are making a difference in their communities through nonprofits, social entrepreneurship, volunteerism, and activism. I hope you'll be inspired by these conversations, which prove that every person, no matter their age, can help to create a kinder world. My guest today, 16-year-old Nyla, cares deeply about the mental health struggles of young people in her community. During the pandemic, she realized she was not the only person who was feeling lonely, isolated, and worried. She created Stillmakers with a grant from the Riley's Way Foundation to help tweens in grades 6 through 8 to use creative expression to share their feelings. She hopes to normalize discussion around mental health issues, especially in this younger age group. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Nyla. Hey, Nyla, how are you doing?
I'm good. Really excited to be here.
I'm so excited to meet you. Thank you so much for joining us. So why don't you start us off? Tell us how old you are, where you go to school, where you live, all that good stuff, what grade you're in at school, and then tell us all about your work, Stillmakers, and all the work that you're doing. Tell us everything.
Yeah, I'm 16 years old. I go to Archer High School. I live in Loganville, Georgia, and I created Stillmakers, which is an innovative community initiative that teaches kids grades 6 to 8 about mental health and the importance of understanding and expressing how we feel.
Wow, that is amazing. Okay, I love it. So tell me more. How did this get started for you? What were the issues that you saw in your community that you wanted to address? Was there something in your personal life that you want to share with us? And you don't have to. But how did this work start for you?
So I feel like Stillmakers is my give back to my younger self, essentially. Sixth to eighth grade, I struggled with mental health a lot, and it wasn't something that was talked about ever. So I was just like, am I crazy? Like, am I the only person who's ever gone through this? And it wasn't until later back, and I was like, I'd be talking to my friends about this, and like, oh yeah, like in middle school, I was depressed, I was sad, I was feeling all the same things, and I was like, why didn't anyone ever talk about it? And she was like, because it was weird, like nobody says anything about it. And I was like, huh. And, like, that's still going on today, like, especially after COVID, like, depression went up, suicide rates went up, and it's just, like, so horrible, and someone needs to do something about it.
Right. Well, I just wanted to point out that you're 16, I have a 17, almost 18-year-old, but that period of time that you're talking about, right, middle school for you, the beginning of middle school really for you, or, you know, later elementary school, was the beginning of a shutdown with the pandemic that really forced everyone to be isolated and to take school online and all of those things. So you all, your generation of young people who were coming up into adolescence at that time, missed out on so much in terms of your ability to figure out how to be in the world and how to interact with other people. And so it is not a surprise to me that mental health issues became such a major thing and that these rates that you mentioned exploded during that time and afterwards. And I think we're still dealing with it. So I'm so proud of you and impressed that you took this thing that was really puzzling to you and figured out that you're not the only one, of course, that was going through this. So tell me what that created for you. So what does Stillmakers do? How do you guys do the work that you do? Tell me everything.
So Stillmakers collaborates with local youth organizations that already like have kids in their facilities. And then we just go to them and I do share my own personal experiences. And then we create like fun DIY projects that help control and help kids when they're like going through panic attacks, anxiety, or stress. Like we do positive affirmation bracelets, stress balls, and a self-care affirmation jar. And it's a give back essentially because all the kids make two of everything, one for themselves and the other goes into kits that we put into schools around the area because all kids are in school when that usually happens. So they have something to have to calm themselves.
Sure. And tell me a little bit about how you designed these things. So I love everything you mentioned. It all sounds really wonderful. Positive affirmations and bracelets and all of those things. And again, we know that tactile things, creative things, right? Doing stuff with your hands, working in community with others, like all of these things are good for our mental health. But how did you figure those things out? Were those your own ideas? Did you research any of this? Did you have any mental health experts, doctors, or anything like that giving you advice?
It was a lot of research, just like looking up DIY ways to do it, and the most manageable that aren't going to like cause spills, messes, anything like that. Like something simple, easy, but very effective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a great. I love DIY too. Like the fact that you taught someone how to do these things so that maybe they could go home and do them themselves or teach them to other people. Like that's really powerful. I also loved what you said about making one for yourself and one for someone else. That's a fantastic model. I really, really love that. So tell me a little bit more about that. You create these kits and how did you partner with the schools? You just came to them and said, I have these wonderful kits for kids that are kind of going through mental health crises. Can I give them to you so you can share them? How did that all work for you?
Yeah. So Stillmakers is a new organization. We haven't yet actually put a kit in the school yet, but we are like super, super close. I actually like am having meetings set up with two organizations so that we can make like kits and then put them in schools. But I have like started talking to schools around me and they're like, oh, I think this is a great idea. We should totally do this. Like, let me know when you have the kits so we can like put them in the counselor's office, put them like in the front desk, all that great stuff.
Absolutely. I think any school, certainly public schools that are strapped for resources always, would be very grateful to receive these wonderful kits and to have them to give out. Do you have to do any fundraising to get the materials that you need to make the kits and to do the projects?
I am a recipient of the 2025 Riley's Way Call for Kindness Initiative, and it basically fundraises and gives your organization the money that it needs to create whatever it does. So I have the money and I'm able to order all the things I need. So that way the organizations I go to don't have to pay for anything. The schools I put the kids in don't have to pay for anything. It's all taken care of, which makes it like 10 times better for everybody.
Sure. And once that money runs out from your first grant, you could always get other grants, right? Also, you might find corporate sponsors, right? You might find Michael's Craft Shop or, you know, Target or other crafts, you know, stores in your area that would be like, oh yeah, I'll give you some whatever you need for your projects, right? Like a lot of times those corporations are more than happy to donate. They have lots and lots of extra stuff and it looks good for them, right? You can say these kits were made through the generosity of, you know, XYZ corporation. And that looks good on them as well. Like they care about the kids in their community. So how has this been received? You know, you've obviously done some of this work with other kids who are younger than you and who maybe have been struggling. How do the kids react to this?
So I've done a trial and error with my little brother and some of his friends who were in the neighborhood, because I just want to see how, like, if we get a feel for, like, actual people. And they were, like, over the moon excited about it. They really enjoyed it. They really got into, like, the DIY of it. They're, like, really into it. Like, they were really locked in when they were making it. And it was really nice to see, like, how happy it made them. And it was just like, oh, like, I'm changing the world, essentially. Like, I am helping someone. I made someone's day. And they're going to remember this for a really long time.
Sure. And again, back to the issue of doing something for themselves, creating something, you know, DIY for themselves. But then also the fact that they are making something for someone they may never meet. Right? So this is sort of the ultimate act of service. When you can do something nice for somebody that you'll never meet, and that might help them to feel better or to feel more positive about themselves or to figure out, have some tools to help themselves feel better. Like there's real power in that. And that helps us feel better. We've figured this out throughout this mental health crisis. And we've always known this to be true, which is one way that we can feel better about our own problems is to maybe think about somebody else instead of, you know, only gazing internally, to look externally and see how we might be able to help somebody else. So I just love that aspect of your project. So you have big plans, right? You're going to get these kits together and you're going to get them out to the schools. Like, what do you dream about this project? How do you see this growing? Could this potentially be a club in different schools all over the country? Could you have ambassadors? Like, what are your dreams on this? how do you see this growing? You know, do you see it growing, or do you think it's just going to be in your local community and you're going to feel really great about it, which you should? But let's say this takes off, right? Like maybe schools in your area start talking to other schools throughout the state of Georgia. And then people are like, well, what is that? That sounds pretty good. We should have that at our school, right?
Right. I would love for Stillmakers to take off and to go to other states, go global. That would be amazing. Like to like change the world. Think of like what that would do. That is the ultimate dream.
Sure. And you know what? I think you're also focusing on an age group that doesn't necessarily get a ton of attention in terms of mental health. I want to say 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, you know, that's a pretty young child. It's 11, 12-ish to 13, 14-ish. You know, mental health, the focus in mental health care right now, I think, is particularly on teenagers and young adults. But if we can start to put this into place with younger and younger children, then maybe we won't have such a crisis as you get into high school when things get really intense, as you well know. Are you a junior now?
Yes, I'm a junior.
Yeah. Junior. It's such a wonderful project. There's also something really nice about artistic expression. So tell me a little bit. So there is a creativity element to this, right? So they can pick the beads that they want to use or the, you know, whatever the other projects are. Is that part of this for you in terms of like just letting people be creative and do whatever they want with it?
Yes, I am a very creative person. When I'm stressed, I write, I journal, I read. Like, I do all the things. So, and I found, like, other people enjoy doing that, too. Like, when your mind is so overstimulated and so overworked, you just need something so small, so simple, so easy, and effective.
Absolutely. Painting, drawing, playing music, all of these things. We know that that fires up a part of our brain that calms us. Tell me, the name Stillmakers, is that sort of to find stillness in yourself? How did you come up with that?
So me and my mom were just like bouncing ideas off of each other. And I think we like put it in ChatGPT and we were like, help us like come up with names, you know? And it gave us like Stillmakers and we were like, huh,
that's pretty good.
That okay. Sounds pretty good.
Wow. That's an excellent use of ChatGPT, I would say, because you gave it all of these ideas of what you were going to do and it came up with a pretty decent name. That's very impressive. That's a good use for that. Well, Nyla, this is just such wonderful work and your enthusiasm for it is particularly special. You know, the joy that you bring to it is contagious, I think. And that's what's really wonderful. And the fact that you were suffering through something yourself and wanted to figure out a way to make it better, not just for yourself, but for everybody else. Tell everybody where they can learn more or follow along and maybe reach out to you and learn about all the great work that you're doing.
I'm active on Instagram and Facebook. All of my activity for Stillmakers is under another mental health organization called BLK Girl Standing Sun.
Amazing. BLK Girl Standing Sun. I'm going to have that in the show notes. Nyla, thank you so much for sharing this with us today. I'm wishing you the best of luck.
You.
It's really just getting started, so I cannot wait to see where all of this goes. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today and would like to support the creation of this podcast and the work of the changemaker I featured, please visit my website, simpleactsguide.com/podcast, to make a donation. And please follow, rate, and review the podcast to help us spread these positive messages.